From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 100 years ago today, a baby was born in Savannah, Georgia, who grew up to become one of the most popular lyricists in the American songbook. Johnny Mercer's hits include Moon River, Skylark, Hooray for Hollywood, and Blues in the Night. Jeff London has this centennial tribute.
In May 1971, Johnny Mercer appeared at New York's 92nd Street Y to sing and talk about his remarkable career. He told the audience what he tried to listen for when a composer first played the music for a new song.
You get a little glimmer, and you say, ah, you don't even know if it's a word. You know, it's like you're tuning in to a musical instrument that's miles away, and you say, oh, yeah, there's something there. If I just dig hard enough, I know it'll come.
If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight.
For close to 50 years, Johnny Mercer dug hard, and the song hits kept coming.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
And coming.
Mara is the face in the misty light.
And coming.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
Johnny Mercer wrote the words and sometimes the music for over 1,500 songs with more than 200 collaborators, among them composers Harold Arlen, Hoagy Carmichael, and Jerome Kern. He was nominated for 18 Academy Awards and won 4. Robert Kimball recently co-edited the complete lyrics of Johnny Mercer and says in some ways he was a pop music poet laureate.
He was a national writer. Most of the writers were city people, and Johnny came from the South, from a more rural part of America, and they reflected in his work.
Lazy bone, sitting in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done?
Savannah is a city, but Mercer's lyrics are filled with down-home turns of phrase, train whistles, bird calls.
Skylark. Have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? And if you see her anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Johnny Mercer's niece, Nancy Gerard, grew up in the same house in Savannah where her uncle was raised.
It's a slow, easy, genteel demeanor that people just grow up with.
Mercer may have grown up in Georgia, but he spent most of his career in Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly, Hollywood.
He not only wrote a string of hit songs for movies from the 1930s to the 50s for performers from Fred Astaire to Bing Crosby.
Well, he did have 13 top 10 hits as a singer.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. And she's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Mercer recorded most of those hits for the label he helped found in L.A., Capitol Records. Mercer wrote the lyrics for On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe for the film The Harvey Girls, starring Judy Garland.
Back in Ohio, where I come from, I've done a lot of dreaming and I've traveled.
Though Mercer was married to the same woman, Ginger, from the age of 20 until his death at 66, Judy Garland was the love of his life, says historian Robert Kimball.
That old Black Magic is about Judy. One for My Baby is about Judy. And I Remember You was about his relationship with Judy.
I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
The love affair haunted Mercer and likely didn't help his lifelong struggle with alcohol and anger. Andrea Marcovici has researched Mercer's life for a cabaret show devoted to his songs.
He could drink a certain amount and then take one sip more, and out would come this extraordinary beast. And he had a tendency to attack. But he always remembered everything that he did, unfortunately. And then he apologized the next day and he sent roses.
We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe and one more for the road.
Like many writers of his generation, Johnny Mercer found his kind of songwriting being pushed aside with the rise of rock and roll. Then, in 1961, Henry Mancini called, asking him to write a song for the film Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And at that moment, he writes Moon River, and he gets a brand new career. It was a wonderful arc for him, because Mancini truly resurrected Johnny Mercer.
Johnny Mercer died of a brain tumor on June 25, 1976. He's buried in Savannah's famous Bonaventure Cemetery with members of his family. And all of their tombstones have quotes from his lyrics, says his niece Nancy Gerard.
His has "And the Angels Sing." His wife, my Aunt Ginger's, has "You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby." My mother's has "Dream When the Day Is Through." That was her favorite song. And my grandmother's has "My Mama Done Told Me."
Gerard says hers will read, "Skylark, Won't You Lead Me There." For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things.
And you can hear more of Johnny Mercer's songs at nprmusic.org.
So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Check one.
Check one.
Check one.
Yes, sir.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to.
If the bards of 20th century hip-hop are ever immortalized in an anthology, there's a good chance that Rakim Allah will sit at the top of that list. This song we're hearing is "I Know You Got Soul" by Eric B. and Rakim, recorded in 1987. Together, they were perhaps the most influential rap duo in history. Eric B. sampling and mixing, Rakim as the MC. Rakim was just 19 at the time, but already a legend in the making.
I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape. When I finish the rhyme, I got soul.
Rakim pioneered the technique of internal rhyming in rap music. Before he came around, no rappers were doing it. Many critics say Rakim's the greatest rapper of all time, and yet you won't see him passing bottles of Cristal or hanging out in Saint-Tropez. In fact, for a rapper so often cited by the big names in hip-hop today, Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, 50 Cent, Rakim is comparatively obscure, a quiet purist. And for the first time in nearly a decade, he's released a solo album. It's called The Seventh Seal, and Rakim Allah is here in the studio with me. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
For those who might not be familiar with your work, when you started out in the mid-1980s, what were you doing that was different to all the other stuff out there?
Well, I think what I was trying to do was incorporate my musical influence. I came up in a household, a lot of different music. My mom playing, jazz to R&B soul. My brothers and sisters with the, Earth, Wind & Fire to, Michael Jackson. So I was trying to incorporate different rhythms in my rhymes, and it kind of worked out good, you know.
You were trying to do something that nobody was doing.
At the time, I didn't know it was going to be this different, you know what I mean? But I was shooting for something different, you know, like some of my influence was John Coltrane. I played the sax as well.
Hmm.
So listening to him play in the different rhythms that he had, I was trying to write my rhymes as if I was a saxophone player.
I want to ask you about your new record. It's called The Seventh Seal, and I take it it's a reference to the Bible.
Yes, sir.
The Book of Revelations.
Yes, sir. I've been reading The Seventh Seal since like 89, and it's always wowed me. But it seems, you know, we 2009 now, and it seems like we're looking into the seventh seal right now as far as the signs, you know, the storms, the hurricanes, the earthquakes. We back at war, you know, the plagues, you know, which is the swine flu now, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know,
going on.
Exactly. It seems like this is what we're looking at now. Metaphorically, I wanted to use it in hip-hop as far as, you know, that's what I wanted to do to hip-hop. Tsunami it out, hurricane, earthquake, and get rid of everything that's bad and hopefully, you know, start the new with everything that's good.
And there's a track on this album that seems to just sort of consolidate all of your talents as a writer and an MC. It's called Holy Are You.
But who's defining hard to believe? And it is why they call me the God MC. The lyricist trace this stab to the roof, some Genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific, infinite, like mathematics.
You know, I don't want to throw religion on nobody, but just take theyself a little more serious, and this is my view of what I felt the creator wanted us to see and wanted us to be. So, you know, it's definitely a deep statement.
And you talk about the term the God MC, and that's what a lot of other rappers call you, a microphone fiend.
Yes,
Jay-Z,
sir.
Probably the biggest, not just rap star, probably the biggest star in the world right now, pays homage to you on the song Run This Town. Microphone fiend.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God. Peace, God.
How do you feel when you hear that? When you hear all these young rappers paying homage to you?
It's a blessing, man, because rap is one of the most cockiest genres of music out there, you know what I mean? So to get love from my fellow artists, man, it's a blessing.
You were just a kid. You were barely 18 years old when you started working with Eric B, and you were planning to go to college.
At the time, I was trying to go to Stony Brook and play quarterback. I love football.
And you grew up on Long Island?
Yes, sir. So Eric B told me, look, you know, if you know you want to make a record, I played him a couple songs.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little tape that I had ready to go to college with me just in case there was any rappers up there. I can just put my tape in, you know. But I played that for Eric B, and he's interested. Told me we can make a record. And things turned out where, you know, I couldn't go to college. I had to, you know, focus on my rap career. Things kind of, you know, took off fast, man. You know, I had no idea it was going to be that big. And, you know, I stopped growing. I'm only about 5'9". So that's another reason why, you know, maybe the football wouldn't have been a good thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a good thing, and I appreciate everything that came from it.
Rakim, I've seen you quoted as saying that you think contemporary hip-hop is shallow. And you even have a lyric in the song Won't Be Long that says, I question the state of hip-hop.
Back on my grind, I'm hustling. Uh-huh. It's just a matter of time. And I come up, they told me hustle never prolong. But I got caught up in the struggle like a slow song. Uh-huh. Cause my love and respect for this is so strong. I question the state of hip-hop, major labels, etc. And so on, the show will go on.
Rakim, why do you question the state of hip-hop?
Because a lot of people is compromising. Party thing is big, and you know, you gotta, you may have
pass the Hennessy and Cristal and
exactly,
stuff like that.
You know what I mean? And it's selling right now, so you got a lot of rappers compromising. Some rappers that may have been a little more conscious when they first came out, you know, they're a little more party rap right now. So we gotta let hip hop grow. We gotta let, you know, it go through its different phases throughout the different places that's accepting it. But I feel certain places like New York, we need to keep our integrity and make sure that we're still doing that thing that caught the world's ear in the beginning.
So you think there's less of an emphasis on the language and the poetry?
Oh, indeed so. Our lyrical content is getting a lot of slack right now, and it's making hip-hop look less of what it is, you know what I mean? So if we can get back to, you know, the essence of it from the sound, trying to make it a little more melodic where, you know, people are respected a little more as a genre.
You talk about the old days in the song Walk These Streets.
Outperform in cities, hoods, and slums. The best sellers draw. And money is the only thing that get love. They say don't let it make you, but that's how they rate you. And the more you got, the more they hate you.
That's okay too.
Just don't get in the way, cause at the end of the day, my agenda's make sure I get them ends and get paid. So I'm stacking grands to the math expand. It's the man with the master plan. Since the Bambino.
This song is a look back, in a sense, on your life.
Word up. In a nutshell. Going on tour and doing this thing for a long time, it's like, you know, the world becomes your boss, the listeners become your boss, and at the end of the day, you know, you try to please as many people as you can, and then, you know, at this time, you know, it's a lot of negativity in rap and in the streets as well, so I wanted to kind of, you know, let people know sometimes when you're trying to do what you do, it ain't easy. It's a lot of things that go against the positive forces that you're trying to deal with, so, you know, it's a struggle, and a lot of us go through it. You know, it's something that we got to live with, and hopefully it'll get better, man. It's one of them things where, you know, it's like, how long, not long. Hopefully it'll get better.
Rakim, you're just 41 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're still a young man, and yet you're considered...
You know what I mean? I try to feel like that, man. My kids try to, you know, they tease me, but, you know, they keep me young. You know what I mean? I hope I am, man. Word up.
But, I mean, you're sort of... considered a hip-hop pioneer, a legend, at such a young age. Are you comfortable with that?
Nah, it's one of them things where, you know, you try not to let it get to you. It's definitely a lot of weight, but it's a title that I love to have.
That's Rakim Allah, better known as Rakim. The legendary MC has a new record. It's called The Seventh Seal. Rakim, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for the welcome, Matt, man. Appreciate it. Hold up.
You're serious for a minute.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great evening.
Why they call me the God MC, the lyricist. Trace this staff to the roots, I'm Genesis. The world wonder, I'm still standing like pyramids. Design so vivid, every brick it got a story to tell. My rhyme flow different like a hieroglyphic. Mind prolific.